Your whip about to get rocking. Your smile about to be popping. Lit times for your drive, no maybes. Just yes, so release the stress.
Carrie and Tommy about to go off.
Carrie and Tommy are about to kick off another great show. Listen live on the radio or anytime on their new home, the Listener app. Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, welcome to it for your Friday afternoon. How are we, guys?
Yeah, I'm pretty good. Bickers, how are you?
I am good. What are we?
Where are we?
She's knocked the top off a frothy.
It's been a big week.
Yes.
I've been around the country and I've forgotten what time zone I am and where I am, but I'm here, guys, and okay. I am present.
Because we weren't going to mention this, but I'll spell everything out for you. You are in prison and we couldn't get you out, but we got you a recording kit in, so we are doing the show live from there.
That woman would that do yourself? For my reputation if I went to prison?
Prison?
Would that I reckon, do good stuff?
Yeah, yeah. It'd make you more would relatable. It? Yeah. Oh. Depends what your crime is.
How do you reckon Bickers would go in prison? Would she run the place?
Yeah.
I'd definitely run the place.
Yeah.
Yeah, with that tone as well. I'd definitely run the place.
I would be terrified.
Why?
I'd be just hiding out in my room.
No.
Yeah, nah, I would be terrified.
You'd be fine.
I'd be so scared.
You'd be fine, mate. Anyway, Bickers. We've got heaps coming up on the show.
What would I go to prison for, do you reckon?
Well, do you want me to tell you? Hitting the cones, because the fact that you didn't even know where you were because you had a couple of scurvy snacks.
Hey, should we kick the weekend off right?
Yeah.
Fuel the winning feeling at Shell with 3 million prizes to give away. Visit shell.com.au/winning for details. TNCs apply.
I ain't saying she a gold digger.
We're playing in such a
bad. We're gonna whack.
Big Moss Booty Drop.
So I discovered this week that it is 30 years since En Vogue, En Vogue, however
you say. Do you know what your booty drop is, mate?
I do. I just realised I've seen it written down, but I wasn't quite sure whether it's En Vogue or En Vogue. But when that band, trio, duo, whatever that was, did Don't Let
It Go.
That song so much.
I love to see you screaming out at the concert. Yeah, En Vogue.
Is it? What is it? En Vogue.
Encore.
But I didn't know they also sang this other tune. Which is
Hammer, Rattle, Rattle.
I thought that was Janet Jackson that sang that.
Did you?
Yes.
I didn't have any thoughts on it. And so which one are we going with?
Which one do you want?
Oh, the first one.
Okay.
For sure.
Oh, the second one's a good one too.
The one but that you we'll didn't know who it was? You can't defend it too much when you're like, I don't know what it is.
Carrie and Tommy.
Your R&B Fridays. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Same, but backwards.
It's your primitive is when
oh, my gosh. Bickmore, can you believe it?
We're here again.
The scores are...
Oh, my God, we're here again. No.
Danny, brothers, sisters, everybody's here. Backstreet's here again. the scores level, Jesse.
Tied up at 3 apiece.
A lot riding on this.
This is where Carrie starts to get angry at the team and threatens to dock their food parcels for the week. And then she'll mysteriously have a lot of songs from her personal running collection in the game.
Give us song number one, Jess.
Tommy. It is I Feel It Coming, The Weeknd.
Do you feel a wind coming?
I feel something coming.
Song number two.
Tommy. Oh, yeah.
It's
Dirty, Christina Aguilera. Sorry. Just trying to make the break go for a bit longer. I'm feeling it out.
You arrogant fool.
That's not what you normally say after that.
No.
You mother fooler. Oh, too close to comfort for our boss.
Song number three is for the win for Tommy.
Oh, Carrie. Tommy?
Carrie.
It is Britney Spears.
Three.
Baby One More Time.
Two.
Oh. I'd love to hear it again. It is Britney Spears. It's on. Oops, I Did It Again. Damn it.
It's crazy. All right, 2-0 to Tommy again for the win. This is song number 4.
Tommy. It is
3.
Jumpin', Destiny's Child.
Man at home. That was my collection most of them, too. How did you get that?
Because it's 11:30 and the club is
bouncing.
And the club is open.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little, or a.k.a. the Bevy Bandits. And last night was the night that the Bevy Bandits, you guys hit up a bunch of different parties all over the place to bring the Bevs, thanks to Hairy Dog. But there was one slight problem when we got started. We were missing a bandit.
Carrie, Tommy are the Bevy Bandits.
With one half of the Bevy Bandits out of action, thanks to something that rhymes with, let's say, Schmastro of the Smarts, producer Sonda will be playing the role of Carrie Bevmore tonight. How do you feel being Carrie?
Blonde.
And is that what you would always wanted?
I think she's smart and blonde, and I'm smart, but not blonde.
Are you implying that blondes aren't usually smart?
Yes.
Okay. So the remaining Bevy Bandits hopped on to the very cool Bevy bus, which is definitely not just a minivan. Definitely not. Ready to hit a bunch of parties with a stack of bevies, thanks to the good people at Hairy Dog. First up on our party hit list, Sophie's Thirsty Thursday party. Hey!
So you have a drink there.
Yes.
Firstly, thank you for having me at your party.
Oh, well, thank you for encouraging us to have a Thirsty Thursday.
This is my first Thirsty Thursday. What do I need to know?
Tomorrow's Fat Friday. And Tommy, I'm studying to be a marriage celebrant, so if something happens tonight, I will marry you for free.
Fantastic. That's great. I look forward to it. How quickly can you get out of a marriage?
I don't know the legalities of all of it.
I just need to know if Thirsty Thursday kicks off. Just hedging, yeah, just making sure.
Just don't go to the casino afterwards and you'll be okay.
Put your hands up, ladies, if Tommy's your pass out. I'm counting 1, 2.
I'll tell you what, I've got a whole box of stuff here for the wonderful folks at Hairy Dog. You? Should I make margies?
It's got to work bartending, mixing those margaritas.
6:45, one of those, 3 shots of Contro.
Okay, have you got my guitar?
Oh, have a sip. Is it good?
Nailed it.
Yeah! I'm quitting my job.
Don't do that.
God damn it. Another margie.
Yeah!
With nobody left at Sophie's Thirsty Thursday party who was actually thirsty anymore, the Bevy Bandits piled back into the Bevy bus, definitely not a minivan, ready to hit our next party, an online real estate auction party. Nothing says party like online real estate auction party.
Here come the Bevy Bandits.
Party number 2 is coming up very soon.
Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy are the Bevy Bandits.
Woo! Having already bevved up a bunch of punters, Tommy Little, that's me, and his Bevy Bandits, that's our producer Sonda, because Carrie is crook, hurdled to our next party in the Bevy bus. Definitely not a minivan. Chockers full of bevies, thanks to Hairy Dog. Next up, it was Stacey's house auction party north of the city.
Open up the champagne, pop. It's my house, come on, turn it up.
Stacey is selling her house tonight in an auction, so the Bevy Bandits need to be ready for any outcome. Will there be a raging party if Stacker sells the house? Or will it be more like a wake if it doesn't go to plan? In which case, I'm out of there. Toot sweet. Bevy Bandits, swarm.
Stacey, how are you feeling?
Nervous. Really, really nervous.
When's the auction starting?
Like now.
Okay.
Yeah.
But it's all going off without a hitch so far?
The only hitch is that we can't connect the TV.
Okay. Is that a big worry in an online auction?
Hopefully not. No, okay. We'll just put it on the phone.
So what about you do that and I'll just make everyone espresso martinis.
Can I get the first one, though?
Of course you can.
If the Bevy Bandits know one thing about property auction, it's that bartenders making espresso martinis
add value.
Well, this will be the best espresso martini you've ever had. Despite it may look like I've never done it before.
Thank you.
All right, mate, we've liquored everyone up. You've done all the espresso martinis. Now they're waiting for the auction.
I called three times. I sell to the highest bidder. When I bring the hammer down on this contract, the property be sold. First time, second, third, and final time. Because it's
guys. Did the good luck drink work?
It must have.
How did you go? I mean, it sounded great. You got what you wanted?
Over expectations.
Yes!
We know you want to keep celebrating. We've left you a bunch of drinks. I just popped a bottle of champagne, which is a beautiful bottle of champagne. See you next time for more espresso martinis.
I need a housewarming too.
Okay.
With another party successfully bevved up to the max, the Bevy Bandits, that's us, pile back into the Bevy bus, definitely not a mini bus, and headed down the coast towards our biggest challenge yet, Jane's Festival of the 50.
Here come the Bevy Bandits.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie, Tommy are the Bevy Bandits.
The Bevy Bandits, that's us, have been unstoppable so far tonight, bevving up the entire nation. Three parties. Hurtling around in the Bevy bus, that's a minivan, full of Bev, thanks to the wonderful folks at Hairy Dog. There was just one party left on the hit list, and it was our biggest challenge yet. Jane's Festival of the 50. 50. 50. Jane is turning 50 this weekend and she's got a festival of parties lined up. The Bevy Bandits, that's us, were lucky enough to be welcomed into the opening ceremony of the festival.
That's the start of the party.
Which was in desperate need of a Bev delivery.
Some drinks.
Oh! Happy
50th. Thank you.
If I can borrow your loot.
Yeah, I'll show you where it is.
Just like any opening ceremony, it wasn't complete without a few slabs and some Captain Morgans from the bartending Bevy Bandits.
Once again, that's us.
Hey, Jane.
Hey, Tommy.
Is the gin martini, is it your favourite drink?
It's one of my favourite drinks.
Is it?
Yes.
I believe you asked for some spiced rum as well.
Oh, that's wonderful, Tommy.
Old Pissy Pants has come back.
Saunders back. I'm not pissy pants anymore. I went. She's fine now. She's relieved.
Cheers, everyone. Thank you all for coming. Oh, cheers. Thank you. Thank you.
That was it for the Bevy Bandits. That's us, who piled back into the Bevy bus, just a minivan, and disappeared into the night, never to be seen again. Because they were the hero the city deserves, but not the one it needs right now. So we'll hunt them because they can take it. Because they're not heroes. They're a silent guardian. A watchful protector. A dark knight.
Carrie and Tommy are the Bevy Bandits.
Carrie and Tommy.
Around the country for your R&B Fridays, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Stand-up comedy is back, and one of the best is touring again. You may have seen him hosting his show Taboo on TV or on live stages around the country. We're talking about the one and only Harley Breen.
Yay! Thanks for having me.
Harley, first question. We get given a sheet with a picture of you on it.
Yes.
I've known you for years, but there's still a picture of you on it.
Yep.
Are you taking a dump? Because that's what that picture looks like.
Look, I may as well be, because the show Relentless is about the fact that I have 3,000 children.
Yes.
I mean, the official number.
What do you mean?
Well, the official number's 3, Carrie, but... I feel like once you've got more than 2, it's 3,000, right? Yeah. Like when you've got one, you're a hobby parent, you know? you're the equivalent of somebody buying 10 acres and getting 2 cows and a donkey and going, oh, I'm a farmer. No, you're not, right? And then you have 2 kids and it's not 1 plus 1 equals 2. I don't know why. It's 1 plus 1 equals 10. It's just relentless. And then you have 3, you're like, oh, crap, one's in the cupboard, right? So... that's why my face looks like that, Thomas.
Big shout out. It's a good pick, though. I feel like that's a real, like, you look like a Hollywood actor there.
Yes. Oh, well, thank you.
Yes, it's Landman, like it's Aquaman, but that toils the land.
It's
land.
A little bit Tom Hanks at the end of Castaway, but attractive.
That is perfect, Carrie, because that's exactly what the last 2 years left me feeling like, stuck at home with children, was like I was stuck on an island, or maybe I wanted to be.
Did you resort to, because famously he had a volleyball
Yes.
Did you resort to inanimate objects?
Oh, I certainly had a few conversations with inanimate objects late
glass
into the night.
And whiskey at the end of the night.
That's right.
There is. Yeah. I mean, there are bits about. I won't make this about me. Are there anything about? Is there anything about lockdown that you miss?
Look, it sort of ruins the show, but the truth is I do miss the intimacy with my kids. Like, because I'm a touring comic, and in normal times I'm away 6-7 months of the year, and then lockdowns happen and I was just with them, which gave me the opportunity to rank them. And I think that's, I think it's important that we be honest about parenting. And my favourite is my 2-year-old. I just love her. She's so. I've got two boys and then a girl, and it's not gendered. The reason she's my favourite, it's because she does this incredible thing. She doesn't talk. Oh, oh, it's heaven. It's just heaven.
At all?
At all, mate. No. I mean, we're worried about it, but I'm not going to get it seen to.
Yes, of course. I mean, if you're having a dummy held in your mouth constantly, it makes it very hard to get the words out.
Held in, taped in, you know,
yeah,
whatever.
Doesn't matter. That's some mince words on this.
Have I just read here that you also moved house 3 times?
That's correct, yeah.
Why? That's not. Look, even once.
Are you trying to broaden your 5K or something?
Well, as soon as it broke, as soon as it was all of the restrictions were put in place, I told my wife we're leaving, and we moved out to the People's Republic of Country Victoria. Mm. And we had a nice big space, and then we had to leave there, and we moved again, and then we moved again. And in that period of time, someone also stole my vintage Land Cruiser. It was just great. You know, it was like the universe knew I was trying to write a new show, and just kept giving me material to put in it.
Harley, up next, I've got to find out about the stolen Land Cruiser. Can you stick around?
I cannot wait.
Gary and Tommy. Gary and Tommy.
Gary and Tommy, if you're R&B Fridays, and we are still joined by comedian Harley Breen.
Who just mentioned before a crazy story from last year where your vintage Land Cruiser was stolen by some dog.
And while that car was stolen, by the way, I was sent a ransom note by the reprobates that stole it. Yeah.
Because where was it stolen from?
From my property in Dalesford, where we were living at the time.
Because I remember it started, comedians just started posting this Land Cruiser. And at first glance, I saw it in like 5 friends' accounts and I thought, geez, whoever is selling this car has really gone to some powerhouses to promote it.
Well, it was the most shared thing I've ever done on social media. Every Land Cruiser club in the country ended up sharing it. Just a day after it was stolen, I got a guy in the Pilbara in Western Australia got in touch with me and said, I've seen your car. And I went, you absolutely have not. You absolutely have not.
I'm sure you've seen a lot of things.
What was the ransom note?
Oh, I will read it to you because it's a bit of fun, to be honest.
Most ransom notes are.
So they sent it through my Facebook because it was getting quite a lot of traction. There was a lot of movement. And then there was people who had seen it around the streets of Ballarat, which is what the cops predicted had happened to it. They said, we're pretty sure we know who's taken it.
Which is about an hour, for those who don't know, about an hour from where it was stolen.
That's right. And the police said to me, we're pretty sure it's a shit family from Ballarat. And I went, oh, well, that narrows it down. Best of luck with that extensive door knock. Shout out to the lovely people of Ballarat. So this is the message that I'm sent from these guys. It says, this ain't a scam. This ain't a joke. I know where your car is. If you agree to follow these terms and conditions, you will get it back today in one piece. If I feel that you don't apply or you don't respond within 2 hours, it will be getting burnt where it is. And I was like, oh, better write back. So I immediately wrote back and said, did you mean comply? Because you wrote apply.
I assumed it was reply.
I thought it was reply too. I think you've also confused it. You and your ransom guy.
I went on to say that, geez, the police were right. You are a shit family from Ballarat. And I think that tells you how confident you get when you've got insurance. You know, it's like, oh, whatever, set fire to it. I don't care.
Yeah, please.
But... but I did end up getting it back. You'll find out all of those, how that happened and how I was reunited with that car. That does culminate the end of what was a relentless couple of years.
It's an incredible skill when a guest wraps themselves up.
Where do we get tickets, Harley?
You can go to harleybreen.com.au and purchase those tickets. Or, you know, just be a bit hesitant about coming out of the house and do it very last minute, you know?
Don't put our minds at ease. Book your tickets. Yes. Book your tickets in advance and stop all the comedians panicking. Adelaide is done. Canberra still to come?
No, not doing Canberra. Adelaide's done. Does it say Canberra on there? Well, let's fire somebody. I don't know whose fault that is. All right, Canberra, you've talked me into it. I'm coming.
Gold Coast, Melbourne, Perth, Sydney, Brisbane. Get involved. See Harley Breen. Relentless. It's always fun. Thank you, mate.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks, Harley.
Carrie and Tommy.
Around the country, if you drive home, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Tommy's gonna cross the ocean. He's gonna swim between two countries. All he wants to do is wonder, is wonder. Try not to spill, is wonder.
Yes, and it is rare that we get a bit of listener help, but I believe because we've had someone reach out to us and say, you know what, Tommy needs some assistance and some wisdom, and this person has a bit of wisdom to hand on. This is, of course, for the big swim from the UK to Belgium, which is happening July 5th. Gavin, g'day.
Hi, guys. How are we doing?
I'm pretty good. Firstly, thank you for lending us your wisdom. Are you a swimmer yourself?
I used to be. I stopped swimming a few years back, but I used to do competitive swimming since I was 5, I think.
Why did you stop?
Work.
Yeah, okay.
What was the biggest swim, Gav, that you ever did?
My biggest would have to be, I think it was a 5K swim, five or 10K swim.
You were the pro and that was your biggest. So how do you feel about Tommy doing? How many Ks is it, Tommy? 92?
92 all up, but yes.
I can tell you now it's going to hurt and it's going to be boring.
Okay. It's boring already, Gav. I did my first kilometer the other day, like non-stop kilometer, and I had to ring around Chloe McArdle, who's my coach, and I said, can I get headphones? Do you wear headphones? And she said, you're not allowed to.
Oh.
Yeah.
She said, yeah, this is part of the journey. I remember doing a 5K before, and after easily 10 minutes in a over half hour swim, it gets kind of repetitive and you start singing and talking to yourself in your head while you're swimming.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Don't do that, Tommy. You'll take on water and then you'll spew.
Yes, I
start
will.
Singing underwater. Gavin, so given that you just sound really pumped up about this swim for Tommy, I think you feel like the rest of us that how the hell is he going to do this? What's your tip for him?
Well, it's a bit of an odd one, okay. I will admit. Okay. Your new friend in this is going to be something called Vaseline.
Oh, yes. I'm familiar. I mean, not for swimming. But yeah, you
know. No, we all know you chafe up a lot. It's fine. You've talked about it before. Yes. So, Gavin, where does he put the Vaseline?
So, in a competitive, it's pretty much everywhere. But for what you're planning on doing, I would say under the arms, under the armpits, and probably shave before you go anywhere.
Really?
Yes. That because of how often your arms are passing your body.
Yeah.
Your inner thighs, because of if you're doing mainly freestyle kick, they will rub and rub and rub.
Yeah.
And the final place would be anywhere the swimmers touch. So right at the top where you tie it and the whole waistband and also
just
on
yourself
and around
up,
the leg.
Tommy. Head to toe Vaseline.
Dunk myself.
Producer Sonda's good at doing the sunscreen. She'll do the Vaseline
and if the fine people at Vaseline are listening, give us a sponsorship. Hey, Gav, thank you very much. Appreciate it, brother.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
In Australia, if you drive home, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
And we were talking the other day about embarrassing reasons that you ended up in hospital, and we had such amazing callers. It all started with a woman in Brazil who had too many farts built up and had to go to hospital.
She was too embarrassed to fart in front of her boyfriend.
And then we opened up to the beautiful people of this fine country and we got so many calls. And
we can't repeat, but the reasons people... What about the poor woman that ran over herself?
Yes, what about the bloke?
I know the one.
Got amorous and
got his piercing stuck with her braces.
Yes.
Yeah. I was not going to relive that.
Oh, sorry.
I thought about that a lot this week.
Yes, I am.
The listener app, it'll all be on the podcast.
Well, it's put me off getting braces.
Not a piercing, no.
Yeah.
But we wanted to do it again because there was so many people we didn't get to. Janine, we didn't get to your story, but we want to hear all about it. What was the embarrassing reason you ended up in hospital?
Oh, hi there. Well, I went to the local country show and I went to the food stall there and I got a Dagwood dog. You know those sausages with the battered around them
never
and
had
on
one
the
of them,
stick?
Janine.
Yeah, well, I've never had one since.
Janine, I don't ruin Dagwood dogs for me. These are one of my favourite carnival foods.
Oh, right.
Yeah, it's essentially, for people who don't know, it's a sausage and batter on a stick.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And, you know, it was the first thing I went for when I went to the show because, you know, it was just something I used to enjoy there. But, so I started, you know, eating this Dagwood dog on the stick. And about my second bite in, I swallowed and I thought I'd swallowed a bee at the same time. But what it turned out to be was that the stick had splintered into the meat. So, yeah, when they pushed it on or something and I just swallowed and this was like a toothpick stuck in the back of my throat and against my tonsils. So I was on the verge of convulsing and I couldn't really tell anybody what was going on and they didn't understand. So I just had to run to the emergency response tent there and they ambo'd me up to hospital and, yeah, we had to do a bit of surgery in the emergency area there while having a bucket between my legs so I didn't vomit over anybody while they were trying to remove it.
What did they end up doing? Did they have to get in there with a headlamp and a set of tweezers, Janine?
Yes, that's right. They were just trying to pull this and every now and then I was having to, try not to throw up in between and it was just,
It
was ridiculous, really. But I've never been able to bring myself to look at the Dagwood dogs at the show ever again.
I remember when it must have been years ago now, it was just before a Logie's. I think it was an Easter weekend, like about 7 years ago. And I was at a beach up in New South Wales and I went not skinny dipping. I left my bra on and a G-string, but the beach was completely empty.
That's just at normal bathers.
No.
What do you mean?
Well, like as in I'd gone running and I didn't have bathers on underneath. I just had a bra and a G-string and I thought, no one's around. I'll duck in for a quick dip. But then the tide came in and then I had to scamper across the rocks to get back. And as I was climbing across the rocks, I slit the whole half of my toe open. But then I was screaming for help. And by the time a fisherman came to help me, I was there in my G-banger and my bra with no clothes saying, it's like screaming at him because I don't like blood and because I get nauseous. That's what made me think about it, Janine. I was trying not to vomit and he gave me his fishing bucket, but the smell of all the fishing guts and stuff was just making me feel even worse. And that's the Logies I had to wear those weird Kmart wedges to because I couldn't wear any high heel shoes because I couldn't put pressure on my big toe because I had stitches in them.
I mean, I know this is not the question. Is running in a G-string normal?
What? Is that what you've taken out of this
story? Well, I got confused because you went from skinny dipping to just wearing clothes.
For me, that's not swimming in a lot. So that's why I thought in my head skinny dipping.
Okay.
But you're right. When I go skinny dipping, I don't wear clothes. But yes, I was wearing my G-string. I don't know, running in a G-string. If you're wearing like bike shorts, sometimes you don't want. What's happening? Do you want to do a poll? 13, 10, 60. Is running in your G-string weird?
Well, I thought a poll would be more appropriate for a G-string than running. Yes. G'day, Jess.
Hi, how are you going?
Jess, do you run in a G-string?
To be honest, I don't do a lot of running.
Okay. Good, I just. What was the most embarrassing reason that you went to hospital?
I was full of shit.
Okay. It hasn't hospitalised me yet. How is this? what do you mean? Elaborate.
Yeah, well, look, I don't like pooing in public. I'm a home pooer.
You mean in a public toilet? No one really dislikes pooing in public, Jess.
True, very true, Carrie. No, at home I don't like. Yeah. I only like doing it at home. I just had a build-up and a build-up and I was in a lot of pain and had all these scans done just for them to tell me that I was full of shit and my husband thought it was hilarious.
So how many days had you not gone home for? Like, was it just a day's worth backed up?
No, Carrie, like it was just like, you know, I was just holding on way too much. And when I would go, you know, maybe it wasn't all of it.
Comes out, yeah.
Yeah.
And so what I'm trying to ask was when they finally pulled the ripcord on that blowhole.
How do they do that?
I assume two men get in there with a plunger. and they pluck it out, and then they a storm unleashes on them. Was it the biggest relief ever in your life?
Look, you would think it would be huge, but it's kind of over time. Okay. Look, it still wasn't pretty.
Yes, thank you. Should we make this a weekly segment, Pickers?
Oh, we should. I love it so much.
Great.
I love everybody else's pain.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
So you drive home this afternoon. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
But why are you dressed like Charlie Chaplin?
No, incorrect.
Oh.
Albert Einstein.
It's a bit. Oh.
Yes. Because you know.
Yes, actually, I can see it.
You know how your favourite thing in the world is when I get sent lookalikes. I get
that
sent.
Never look like you.
I get sent about one a day, and because for some reason it enrages her. And
they never look like you. And it's so insufferable. These people going, oh, I look like you. And you going, look, they look like me. And none of it looks like anything.
That was good impression work. You have been going to drama class. Because the last one I got was Einstein. And so. Me and Eli thought we would dress me up as Einstein, so that's why I've been ducking off when the song's on. And this is the end result.
You do. It's first of all, you look very handsome. Second of all, you look so much like Einstein.
I said, who's that smart hottie over there?
I feel like Einstein was a bit more dishevelled though, wasn't he?
He has longer hair.
He looked a bit neat.
So it looks like he's kind of, the photo that we're going off, it looks like he has stuck his finger in like an electric socket. Like it's all very.
Yes. Very okay. That's what I'm thinking. And yours looks very manicured.
Now, when you don't have enough hair on the side of your head to make it go kind of sideshow bobby, we didn't really know what to do. So Eli.
Like you need to straighten it.
Yes, yes.
And then put some product in
that's
and
smart.
Stick it up.
Yes.
You need to do that before you post this pic. That's my thoughts. Want authentic.
We don't have the resources to do that.
Or go wet it or something.
All we've done so far already, my hair is silver and Eli used some silver spray paint or like hairspray stuff. He did not know that he was standing into the wind. And so he was,
because
Pip is pregnant. So she made us go outside to spray our chemicals. And then his face now has just got a silver sheen over the whole thing.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Silver fox.
Yeah.
You look, at least we know what you're going to look like when you get older. It's funny though, because you've got a moustache and you're talking like this all the time, kind of in your mouth.
It
properly.
Actually brings back horrible memories, the moustache. I had to wear a fake moustache for a community theatre play, and it was every day for a month, many, many years ago. But the glue they told me to put on.
Did you get a rash?
I got a rash, and then the glue never actually came off. And so each night I'd just be putting more glue over a rash around my mouth.
It's like a wax when it finally came off.
Yes, which is a 19-year-old man. Trying desperately to pick up a mouth rash will hold you back, despite the fact that you say, but I'm doing community theatre.
Art. Will you wear what you're wearing out for just one night on the town to see how you pick up? I'm fascinated to see if it works for you.
I'm going to do a show from here, but sure.
Can you just wear it around just for an hour out and about in the world and see how you feel?
I mean, are you worried that, or do you think an hour will be enough for me to find a wife dressed like this?
I just remember when you did drag.
Yes.
And you dressed up. Just became a different person.
I know.
Walked differently. You just were a different soul.
Yes.
And I feel like you've got a similar vibe here. And if you took this into the world would be your oyster.
You know what they say? The confidence of a big set of norks or the confidence of a huge brain are very similar. And I've got to experience both through this character play.
At Carrie Tommy Show, if you want to see the photo.
Now that the show's finished, don't be sad. You can get more Carrie and Tommy anytime you like. Just download and sign up to the Listener app. It's the new home of Carrie and Tommy.